Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. President Donald Trump's vision and determination to bring an end to the Russia-Ukraine war were recently bolstered at the U.N. Security Council. On February 24th, the Security Council adopted a focused, four-line resolution crafted by the United States that mourned the loss of life in the Russia-Ukraine war, reiterated that the principal purpose of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and peacefully settle disputes, and implored a swift end to the conflict while further urging a lasting peace between Ukraine and the Russian Federation. The resolution, entitled The Path to Peace, was adopted with 10 votes in favor, including Russia and China, with Britain and the four European members of the Council abstaining. Notably absent from the U.S.-drafted Security Council resolution was any mention of the cause of the conflict. Earlier in the day in the U.N. General Assembly, two resolutions were passed that criticized Russian aggression and expressed support for Ukraine. Speaking before the votes in the U.N. General Assembly, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires ad interim Dorothy Hsieh urged member states to look forward and focus on one simple idea, ending the war. Multiple resolutions of the General Assembly have demanded that Russia withdraw its forces from Ukraine. Those resolutions have failed to stop the war, noted Ambassador Hsieh. In remarks later to the Security Council, she said, "It is time for us to bring the UN and specifically the Security Council back to its original purpose, the maintenance of international peace and security."
Continuing to engage in rhetorical rivalries in New York may make diplomats feel vindicated, but it will not save souls on the battlefield. Generations of Ukrainians and Russians have died. Husbands will never return home to their wives. Children will never find the arms of their mothers. Parents who will never again see their sons and daughters. The scale of the suffering is staggering.
After the Security Council passed the focused resolution, Ambassador Hsieh noted it is the first action this council has taken in 3 years on Ukraine to firmly call for an end to the conflict. "This resolution puts us on the path to peace," she declared. "It is a first step, but a crucial one. Now we must use it to build a peaceful future for Ukraine, Russia, and the international community."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.